K-State Nation, good morning here on this Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of yet another K-State podcast. Yep, K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Hopefully I see enough of the snow. Hopefully this is it. Hopefully this is it. But anyways, this podcast all about all, trying to cover all things K-State sports, whether that is football, the basketball, volleyball, soccer, track and field, golf, tennis, rowing, everything else in between that. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by. Give us a listen here this morning. This will come out this morning. We've been rolling out content daily, per usual, and even at midnight as well. So we're going to start the volume of content that we've been rolling out. And thanks to you guys that continue to listen to this podcast. A big shout out to you guys as we continue every year to take baby steps forward, getting this podcast out here to not only the K-State Nation in the Midwest, to expand even internationally. So thank you so much. And I saw the numbers a couple weeks ago. My goodness. So I know K-State football going out Ireland here later on this year to open up their football season. It's Iowa State, so hopefully we're reaching K-State fans out there as well. Continue to spread the word about this podcast, get the word out there, and make sure you add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. We're going to have another postcast to you right now. So, baseball yesterday afternoon, coming off of a one out of three performance, I should say, they only won one out of four games with the baseball at the beach. You got turned right around and play another game against a top-ranked opponent in North Carolina. Raleigh fell short yesterday afternoon in Chapel Hill there as K-State trotted Raleigh late. Couldn't do it. 12-9 loss in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as they took on the 6th-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels there. Pete Hughes, manager of the K-State baseball team. I'm sorry. Quote, that was a really good fight by our guys. And he goes on to say, we're really close. We are by no means satisfied, but tonight showed me that I have players who thrive in the heat of battle. That's something to build on, end quote. So yet another loss early in the season. And if you have not had a chance to go back to the freshest episode of the Podbean app, which is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIR, the number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's GRIR, number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast over on Podbean. To get that, you have to download the Podbean app. And then, as I just told you, type in the letters and number right there, and you should be able to get it. Because me and Alex talked about this with the baseball team. Tough schedule, really. Of the start of the season there, as K-State there actually had to leave for a minute over this top-ranked team. Remember, you gotta go. This is a different team than it was last year. Look, we didn't expect them to go deep as they were, because this team was in trouble last year, and then all of a sudden they caught fire at the back end, and then they took that fire all the way almost to the College World Series. And remember, they took down Arkansas, who was the number one seed in their bracket, right? K-State had a lead in this game yesterday, 6-5 yesterday. Let's go ahead and take a look at this box score here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, as K-State comes up on a short end of the stick by 3-12-9 over 6th-ranked North Carolina yesterday afternoon in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Eddie Greer III. K-State struck first in this game. See, they're ready to play in this ball game. K-State scored 2 runs, struck first in the first inning, added 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th inning. Couldn't come up with no runs in the 9th inning for North Carolina. They responded with 4 in the 1st, so it's 4-2 after 1 for the first inning there. Did not score again. And kudos to the K-State pitching staff there for holding North Carolina offense in check for most of this game. They did not score another run again until the 6th inning, and then the big runs, the big inning. And I can tell you this early on, I'm catching a theme early on. Coastal Carolina burned K-State in the last game with a big inning. North Carolina, if North Carolina's had this big inning, we're talking about an upset here yesterday. But instead, we're talking about another Kansas State baseball loss. 5 runs in the 7th inning. You have to avoid, in college baseball, you have to avoid the bigger inning. And here in the last 2 games, K-State has not done that. The pitching staff has not done that. 5 runs in the 7th inning. And then North Carolina got 2 more after K-State got in within that range. So, yeah, 2 in the 7th for the Tar Heels. And that was it for, oh, no, excuse me, 2 in the 8th inning, excuse me, there as well as North Carolina, 12 runs on not only 9 hits in an error. K-State out. You were telling me K-State out hit North Carolina, have a chance to win this ball game. You're out of your mind. They did have a chance to win this game, but the big inning bites them in the butt yet again. K-State, 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Seagraves, let me see if I'm going to get this right here. Cameron Seagraves got the win for North Carolina. James Guyvette got the loss here, and he got his first loss of the year there as well. Pitching, I'm going to go straight to there first. There, and there was some talk. I did listen to the Power Cat podcast last week to get a little bit more information on the K-State baseball team there. They were a little high on Dante Lewis, and yet he only went a third of an inning. He started this baseball game only inning in the third. No, excuse me, only a third of an inning, excuse me. Did not even last an inning. Oh, my goodness. 2 hits, 4 runs. Walked 2, struck out 1 in this game. Blake Dean and Ty Rule had to do some cleanup damage there, and kudos to them because K-State got back in the game, and all of that, they took the lead combined for almost 5 innings between the two of them. Blake Dean gave up a hit. Ty Rule also gave up a hit in this game here. Rule, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Dean, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts there. Only in a hit. Ty Rule gave up a run in there. And James Guyvette, got tagged there in this ball game there. And then, of course, Brody Rowe, third of an inning. And then Taswell Butler pitched another inning for K-State there as well. Let me see. Now I'm going to go back up here to North Carolina real quick here. The winning pitcher was Cameron Seagraves here after pitching the inning. Gave up 2 runs, 2 hits. Both of those were earned, a walk. Struck out 2 batters. Start of the game was Fulgur Boas. He went 2 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 errors. All both of those were earned. Walked 3 and struck out 3 in this game. Yeah, they were high on Dante Lewis. they're on that podcast. Look, I've not seen, and judging off this shaky start to his K-State career by Dante Lewis there, but it's only 1 game. So hopefully we can see more of that. More of him, for the exception of an inning. I can't tell, because a third of an inning doesn't really give you a good sample size there. And he's going up against a top 6 opponent in the nation in North Carolina. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. North Carolina, 12. Well, I'll say 6th-ranked North Carolina, 12. Kansas State, 9. Falling up short after going really toe-for-toe with Tar Heels yesterday in Chapel Hill. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. D. Kennedy, big game. Went 4 or 5 in the game. Drove in 2, scored 2 runs in the game. He was on it. And then Dante Lewis, he got a hit at the plate. He scored one of the early runs in this game. So Dante Lewis knows how to hit too. So pulling a little bit of a double duty there as well. So hopefully we can see a little bit more of him on the pitching side. But he also got a hit in this game as well. Shantero, he was 1 for 2 in the game. He came in and pitch hit for Lewis in this ball game. Nick English was 1 for 4 in the game. He drove in 1 of the 9 runs for Kansas State in this game. And how about Maximus Martin? That's a powerful name. Maximus Martin hitting the bomb in the order, hitting 8th in the order, went 3 for 3 in this game, scored 3 runs in this game, 2 and drove into this game. That's what you need at the bottom of the order here. If you're Coach Speed Hughes there, and he was the only person to get a hit in the bottom of the order. And if you can get somebody else, like a Caden Phillips off to a slow start here in 2025, but but you can get that type of reduction from your eighth and ninth hitters in the lineup. You know, and Case has had a history of having a good 1-5 in the order. You can turn that over. You can really make bank there as well. So there's some good things to take out of here, out of this loss. But yeah, the pitching, the starting pitching, that continues, unfortunately, to be the issue for Pete Hughes, as he cannot keep it, for the exception of one of the games last week at the Baseball at the Beach, where one of the pitchers went to the fifth inning. So that's the only time that a starting pitcher has gone to the fifth inning. Everybody else hasn't even made it out of the first inning. So that's still an issue there as well. Kansas State baseball now falls to 1-4 after having opportunities to upset North Carolina yesterday in this game. I know they're going to turn around and play somebody else next here. Let me see. Yeah, so they're going to travel now to the Amegy Bank College Baseball Series. Another set of games now for this Kansas State baseball team. They're going to go right back to work. Arkansas, who's fifth in the country and undefeated on Friday. Woo! Tough stretch. Yeah, man. Woo! Arkansas, ranked fifth in the country. Michigan, and then conference opponent, 22-ranked TCU. Yee-yee! So we'll see what happens there with KC baseball team as well. Hey, you wanted to play the best. There you go. To up your RPI, there you go as well. So Kansas State baseball loses by 3 against North Carolina yesterday afternoon in North Carolina. For our project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. The College Baseball Series will be carried on K-Man. Of course, with Brian Smoller on the call, 93.3 and 1350. K-Man will have the call back in Manhattan for those that can't catch the game. And, of course, those who want to catch that on Visualize will be on FluSports.com. Alex Lane out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from another frigid day here in Kansas City, Missouri. 6th-ranked North Carolina, 12. Kansas State, 9. Pearl Project Podcast continues with Cats.